All right, joining us now, Tony Pancake from up at Crooked Stick and the BMW Championship. Tony, welcome to the golf shop.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I've got a couple of questions. One is really just general about golf in Indiana before we get into the BMW Championship. People probably think of Indiana, you know, being very, very flat, and there's not a lot of topography changes and elevation changes on golf courses. I played a course I'm not even sure if you're familiar with. It's closer to Indianapolis, southeast of you, the Fort. And the Fort, I thought, was really hilly for Indiana, and it turns out it's an old munitions range, and they may have used those bunkers and stuff to help, you know, shape the course. But is Crooked Stick a flat course, as people around the country might imagine, is in Indiana?
Well, I would say it's relatively flat. But when Pete built the course, he had purchased cornfields, basically, which were obviously very flat, but you know how Mr. Dye is when he gets on a bulldozer. He can create some things that that are pretty dramatic. So you don't play the course saying, hey, this is a flat cornfield. But generally, courses in central Indiana are relatively flat.
Well, the last time you guys hosted the BMW Championship was in 2012. How have your preparations been different?
Well, the first thing that we did after 2012 was we went back to the Western Golf Association and said, hey, we'd like to do this again, and what are some things that we could do to make our golf course a little more attractive to hosting a tournament? We also asked the PGA Tour the same question, and they gave us some suggestions, so we got with Mr. Dye, and we've made some golf course changes, both from a design standpoint. We've done a lot of infrastructure changes to improve drainage. We've redone all of our bunkers. And so we've spent a lot of time on trying to make the golf course more appealing and more challenging for the players. Then from a ticket sales standpoint, hospitality, we've really tried to take the things that we learned from 2012 and just capitalize on them. And I'm pleased to say we've had a tremendous amount of success on that.
Well, and each tournament seems to have its sort of signature. Now, you know, what makes it special? The Quail Hollow course here in Charlotte, and the Wachovia, the Wells Fargo is a very family oriented event for the players, and the caddies are treated especially well here. What's going to mark, besides being part of the playoff, what marks this BMW Championship as significant and unique about being at your place?
Yeah, I think the first thing that makes it so appealing to our golf fans in central Indiana is the fact that we don't have tour events close by. I mean, the Memorial over in Columbus, 2.5-3 hours away, is the nearest the tour gets to us. So our golf fans just don't get a chance to see the Jason Days and Jordan Spieth of the world play golf. So that brings folks out. And I think any time we have a tournament here in Indianapolis, the volunteers and just people in general go out of their way to make everybody feel special. There's something to be said about Hoosier hospitality. So I guarantee you the folks that come out here are going to have a great experience.
Well, now, historically, Crooked Stick is a course that prides itself on being a members-driven course. You're not bloated. You don't have huge membership. It's very, I don't want to say exclusive in the sense it's exclusionary, but it's not one of those courses where you're going out running specials every week trying to gain members. How do your members feel about this tournament coming and taking over?
Yeah, that's always something that you kind of wonder about heading into a tournament, is what impact does it have on the membership? And we have a terrific membership here. They're sophisticated golfers. I think we have 150 members of our 225 that have a single-digit handicap index. So a lot of good players here that really appreciate the game, and they understand what giving back to the game means to the community, and just how terrific that is for the reputation of our golf course. So when we put it up to membership vote, we had no negative votes on that, which was really pleasing to all of us. And as you mentioned, we have a limited membership here. We have no starting times, playing under 4 hours. I mean, this is a true golf club here at Crooked Stick. And so I think people just kind of get it, and that allows us to host events like this.
Now, how long do you leave tees set up and the course set up for your members to give it a whack after the tournament and under the same conditions as the pros?
Yeah, well, the conditions won't be the same, obviously, but we'll have an event on Monday for BMW as the sponsor, and then on Tuesday were actually closed so that we can set everything back up and get furniture back in our clubhouse and put our merchandise back in the golf shop and hopefully find all 50 of our golf carts that are being used throughout the week. So, and then we'll, on Wednesday morning, we'll reopen for member play, and whether we leave the whole locations the same on Wednesday or not, I just haven't decided yet. I want to see what kind of conditions we have after Monday's event. But we expect a lot of activity those first few days that we're reopened.
All right, we're talking to Tony Pancake, the head golf professional up at Crooked Stick, host of the BMW Championship coming up. And I'm looking at the scorecard, and this is one of the questions I always ask, whether the co-host Mark is here to ruin the thing, this show anyway, is when I'm watching this on TV, and I haven't been there and I may not have an opportunity to see the course live and in person, where can I expect these tour players to maybe – you know, shave some strokes, and then what I like best is the carnage. Where can I look for some carnage?
Yeah, great question. Our par fives are those are the holes that they're gonna make up strokes. And I've heard even if you ask a PGA Tour official, they say there's really no such thing as a par five on the PGA Tour anymore, just because the players hit the ball so long. Our fifth hole is 620 yards, and some of the players will get there in two. And we have a couple really short par fives to, you know, hopefully encourage the players to be aggressive and try to make an eagle to make a move. In terms of difficulty, the most difficult hole in 2012 was hole 14, and I would expect that will play the same. It's a 500-yard dogleg left par four that generally plays a little bit into the wind. The fourth hole will be very difficult. And then in general, our par threes are challenging. All of them are around 200 yards. Certainly, we don't know where the hole locations and the tee setup are going to be. That'll all be dictated by weather conditions. But par threes and then 4 and 14 would be the holes that give the players some trouble.
So, what kind of challenges does this course present? Is it going to be with long rough? Is it going to be with you know wooded areas? Where are the challenges going to be for these players?
Yeah, great question. And they're so good, I'm not really sure what challenges players anymore. But the course will play about 7,500 yards in length, which is really a long course. But it is a deceptive 7,500 yards. And the reason I say that is our fairways are extremely generous. And we're not a tree-lined course. So you'll see players hitting driver off the tee here, whereas a lot of times when you watch say the U.S. Open or a PGA Championship, you'll see a lot of three woods, hybrids, long irons. You won't see that at Crooked Stick. They'll be using their driver, which gives an advantage to the longer hitters. I would say Dustin Johnson would have a good shot at being at the top of the leaderboard here. It's a second-shot golf course. Pete really challenges you on the angles into the greens and how he does the bunkering and offsets the greens compared to the fairways. So that's where the players will be challenged. Our hope is that we can really have firm, fast conditions and make it difficult for the player to control their ball once it hits the ground. So far, I'll tell you, the last month has been one of the wettest we've ever had in Indiana. So we need a dry week coming up to really get this place firmed up for them.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the forecast, I mean, obviously we'd all love to see 85 and sunny and the course gets drier and drier and faster throughout the weekend. What kinds of weather can actually impact or could we maybe possibly expect to see impact a tournament at your place?
Yeah, well, in 2012, it rained every day, and they had ball in hand and shot 20 under par. And, the members don't like it much when they shoot 20 under par on your golf course. But The fact that it was Rory McIlroy playing some of the best golf of his life, that made it somewhat palatable for us. I don't think they'll shoot that low this time. Again, if we can dry it out, that would be ideal for us. The rough is very lush, very healthy, so that would create some challenges in drier conditions where the ball maybe runs through the fairway and gets into the rough. Rain makes the course softer, therefore easier for tour players. Again, length is not much of a factor for these guys. So the thing that would impact scores the most would be wind.
Okay.
And in September, we just really don't know whether we're going to get windy conditions or not. We'd love to see a couple days with 10, 12 miles an hour and challenge them, especially in the finishing holes. We have three phenomenal finishing holes, and Mr. Dye added a lake on the 17th hole since 2012, and I just can't wait to see what the players do with that hole this time around.
Well, obviously, the course's length, as you say, you know, lends itself to a guy like Dustin Johnson, some of the longer hitters. Does that exclude some of the shorter hitters like a Zach Johnson from being in contention if the conditions are optimal?
Well, you've seen Zach Johnson with a wedge and with a putter, so I would never count him out. he can really make up some shots around the green. So I don't think it necessarily knocks people out. I will say Tim Clark played here in 2012, and he told our club president, he said, we could play here 100 times, and I might win once. He said he really just felt like it was quoted him as a bomber's paradise. But it's definitely, there are some challenges for the shorter hitter, but you know, there's also risk for the long hitter, and especially if he's off on his game a little bit. Obviously, John Daly won here 25 years ago, and he was the longest hitter, took advantage of that. But he was also driving it really straight. So if you're just because you're the longest, if you're not hitting the ball where you're supposed to, you're going to have a hard time with this golf course.
Well, I'm with you. At 20 under is an obscene score, and obviously it was aided by the playing conditions that the guys got to take into account. So where do you think the score could land? I mean, where would you be comfortable on a Sunday with a lead with maybe two or three groups to go? Does it have to go to 16, 17, or where do you see this thing ending?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it gets that low this time. Again, it's impossible to predict without knowing the weather. But just, if I could have 13, 14 under par right now, I think that'd be a good score to post over the 4 days.
All right, Tony. So what you're telling me is that if you had like 16 or 17 and you were maybe five groups from the end, you'd be willing to have a few beers and sit on that score?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I'd feel pretty comfortable there. But yep. Again, those last three holes are going to be tough to make up ground. The 15th hole is a short par 5. That's kind of the last chance to really make up strokes. And then on 16, 17, and 18, you're just holding on and trying to get it to the house.
Yes, it would take another 20 under to hit the Jägermeister, I imagine. Well, I have one question before we let you go. Are people in the Midwest any smarter than the rest of the country when they come to you for lessons, or are your people showing up asking for 15 yards on their drive instead of two fewer strokes on their round?
You know, there's just something about a little bit of extra distance that everybody wants, and I asked the question, so you want 20 extra yards. Is that on the line that you're currently hitting the ball? Because that means you're 20 yards further into the rough.
Fair enough. I mean, I think we can blame the Jose Canseco's of the world because chicks do dig the long ball. But I'm not a fan. All right. Well, Tony, thank you for joining us. It was great having you on. Good luck with the tournament. We'll certainly be watching all over the Carolinas. Hopefully that thing plays fast and firm.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate your support of the event.
Absolutely. Take care now.